Hey there, this is Chris, your Collective Shift narrator. I'm here to read Nick's article, Revisiting Ethereum L2s, How to Play the L2 Narrative in 2024. Ethereum continues to scale via layered networks, L2s. But with the rise of new networks, tokens, and continual advancement, it gets harder to pick a winner. Below, I share an update on which L2s are best positioned and ways to play this narrative as the bull market continues. Key takeaways. Growth in Ethereum L2s recently picked up and should only continue if L2 fees remain low. Despite the bullish case of L2 tokens growing to over $1 over the next 5 years, picking winners is incredibly difficult. It's still unclear whether they will outperform ETH over the long term and whether the market can absorb the presumed sell-side pressure in the bear market as more tokens unlock. L2 tokens still represent a potential beta exposure to the L2 narrative in the short term. Optimism and Arbitrum, Tier 1, are a class above other L2s. Following them are Base and Polygon, Tier 2, which are trailed by Mantle, Starknet, Blast, and Linear. Tier 3. L2 status report, progressing nicely. There is no Ethereum scaling roadmap without L2s. In many ways, the core developers have gone all in on L2s to scale Ethereum sufficiently. Should their bet fail, it'd be back to the drawing board as far as Ethereum's scaling efforts go. If you're new to crypto, see one of my previous posts about L2s and why they matter. As covered in a recent newsletter, Ethereum's Denken upgrade slashed L2 fees by roughly 90%. With such cheap fees and near-zero bridging costs from centralized exchanges, the growth rate of L2s may even accelerate from here. Almost every key indicator tells the same story. L2s are growing fast. Examples include total value locked, TVL, active addresses, and stablecoin supply. TVL is increasing substantially. In USD and ETH terms, TVL has increased to $40 billion and $11.9 million respectively, a 264% and 100% gain in the last year. Active addresses continue to move aggressively up and to the right. The plan to move transactions away from Ethereum L1 is working, with 132 million transactions across the L2 ecosystem compared to $8.7 million in the last 7 days on Ethereum. A year ago, L2s only did $20 million weekly transactions, a 560% increase. Stablecoin supply is up across the L2 ecosystem, particularly for Arbitrum and Base, with the latter's recent increase somewhat attributable to Coinbase's decision to start moving some client USDC on-chain. Tiers. While L2s are still early, it's clear at this stage there are gaps between different networks. The tiers are not definitive statements of value accrual. For example, network winners the token will see the same level of success, but based on the L2's longevity and ability to win market share. For more on value accrual, see my deep dive below and follow-up article in the coming months. At this stage, the market is run on narratives rather than value accrual, making token utility less important, especially as many of these tokens have similar, limited value capture. Tier 1. Optimism and Arbitrum. For me, there is no clear winner yet, but Optimism and Arbitrum are in the front-running seats for very different reasons. Arbitrum remains the most decentralized L2, the only to be in Stage 1. It has the highest relative security among the rest of the pack and is one of the most battle-tested networks. Home to most DeFi applications and value, Arbitrum comprises 46% of TVL and 50% of WETH, with 12.5%, 66% if Blast is excluded, of Steth lives on these L2s. It offers a framework, Orbit, for projects to build on top of Arbitrum in a new narrative called Layer 3s, L3s. A few early L3s are already live from XAI, Sanko Chain, and NFT project Azuki, which used Arbitrum to launch its anime chain. Its L3s are where potential value comes from, with chains built using Orbit needing to share revenue, not specified, with the Arbitrum DAO. Optimism, despite lagging a few others in TVL, stablecoins, and activity, is a tie for the most likely long-term winner at this stage. It's scaling differently to Arbitrum, with Optimism creating a network of shared standards and connected networks known as the Superchain. Optimism's value is creating shared standards via its technology, the OP Stack. There are strong network effects. More projects built on OP Stack increase the incentive to build, as more funding goes towards the common standards. Importantly, when Optimism and OP Stack upgrade, so does everyone else. OP also has one of the clearest cut benefits to generating value, as some projects built on OP Stack distribute a portion of their profits to the Optimism Treasury. Tier 2, Base and Polygon. This is where things start to get tricky. Polygon remains on the outside looking in because most of its activity originates from its proof-of-stake sidechain, which is not Ethereum, with less than 15% of its TVL on its Ethereum network, the Polygon ZKEVM. There are also some concerns over failed partnerships, most recently Starbucks. However, chains are still choosing Polygon, with the biggest gaming platform, Immutable, building on Polygon. However, it would be tough to fade Polygon at this stage. A lot rests on its upcoming Polygon 2.0 set of upgrades, which will transition its POS network to partially backed by Ethereum and provide greater utility for Matic's new token, Pol. Base has quietly shot up the rankings, courtesy of its connection to Coinbase. Coinbase has a tremendous amount of users and value held on Coinbase. If it captures millions of users from Coinbase's distribution, Base could be one of the biggest networks, not just L2s, in the crypto ecosystem. Base does not have a token, but has not ruled one out. So its value could be captured via traditional methods, such as Coinbase equity. Base is behind a few others in decentralization, but once it catches up, I expect it to be one of the better performing L2s catered to institutional users, KYC users, and a home of Coinbase in the future. We're already seeing this occur, openly moving $100 MEM plus of client USDC on chain. Tier 3. Blast, Linear, Starknet, and Mantle. Blast is the new kid on the block, and its biggest benefit is its unique proposition of native ETH and stablecoin yield. It has already captured 12% of STETH on Ethereum, but remains one of the most centralized L2s. A controversial exploit on a Blast project called into question its centralization, demonstrating how the team has the power to recover funds from its bridge. Mantle remains locked with these other L2s due to its middle-of-the-pack activity and recently passed a V2 mainnet upgrade. The biggest benefit for Mantle is its substantial treasury, which allows it to incentivize builders and users while having the runway for continual technological improvements. Linear and Starknet are in very similar positions, using a different technology, ZK rollups, than Optimism and Arbitrum. However, this is where the similarities end, with Starknet creating its own language and underlying environment, while Linear is compatible with Ethereum. Linear recently passed a V2 upgrade and has seen a massive surge in activity. The uptick correlates with the recent Linear Park campaign, causing airdrop farmers to possibly use the network in hopes of an airdrop in the event Linear tokenizes. Tier 4. ZK Sync and Scroll. ZK Sync Era is yet to show any specific applications, choosing it for its performance benefits. The chain has been flooded with inorganic activity caused by speculation over a future airdrop. Presumably, many users will depart ZK Sync Era post airdrop. Scroll has yet to gain any meaningful traction or have a point of difference from the market leaders, but is next in line to tokenize. Tier 5. The rest. There are many L2s out there, and I only expect more to come. After all, spinning up an L2 and L3 is now as easy as pressing a few buttons. Any not listed here are lagging behind the pack or have misleading TVL figures. For example, Meity has $714 million TVL, however, 93% is in its native token. I suggest exercising caution regarding L2 in Tier 5, as many will likely be unable to compete long-term against the big players. How to play the narrative in 2024, my thoughts. This week, investment manager VanEck touted the massive market, explaining that L2 tokens could grow to over $1 in the coming years. There is a lot of focus on L2 tokens, but should you hold them? I share the opinion of Ethereum educator Anthony Sassano, who believes it doesn't make sense to try to pick the winning L2s at this stage. Although we have winners today, such as Optimism and Arbitrum, these could easily be usurped by L2s that have yet to be conceived. Below is a quote from Sassano in a recent appearance on the Bankless podcast. Quote, "While I'm bullish on the layer 2s themselves, I just don't know who will be the big winners. Right now, we have some leaders, but do they stay the leaders, or does some others come in and eat their lunch? If I was to pick a L2 token to buy token and hold for 5 years, I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't feel comfortable holding them for 5 years right now," end quote. It's also tough to see the long-term staying power and how these L2 tokens perform against ETH. So far, many have underperformed ETH, with only a few tokens outperforming ETH over a 5-year period. Further adding to this complexity are some projects mixing and matching various components of L2s. For example, Dagon Chain is built with Arbitrum Orbit but settles back to base. I'm not the only one in this mindset. VanEck, in its L2 report, was bearish long-term, attributing the difficulty of picking winners and large token supplies entering the market to making their long-term value difficult to justify. I see a few ways to play this narrative heading into the rest of the bull market. Easy. If you believe L2s will achieve mass adoption, ETH should benefit. The simple play could just be to stack ETH. There is some discussion about whether L2s or L3s actually detract value from Ethereum. However, I don't believe this to be the case. It appears these L2s are actually huge customers of Ethereum with blobs, i.e. the way these L2s settle to Ethereum, now the fourth largest demanders of Ethereum block space. Full medium. Cryptocurrencies in tiers 1 and 2 could provide a middle ground for exposure to this narrative without going extremely down the risk curve. Put it this way, it'd be surprising to see Optimism, Arbitrum, Base and Polygon disappear overnight. Hard. Looking into cryptocurrencies outside the top 3 tiers could have higher risk-adjusted returns, but also a much higher overall risk of going to zero. Additionally, L3 networks built on these chains could be another higher risk, higher reward play to capture the Ethereum scaling narrative. In any medium or hard case, I'd issue a serious warning of the potential for these tokens to struggle in the medium and long term, as it's unclear exactly if these tokens could carry enough value to allow them to outperform ETH in this time frame.